I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh, and a big, big welcome back to the Utopia Talks podcast.
Yay,
we're back.
Yay, we are back.
Quality Yay. Time.
Love being with you.
Oh, thank you. Love being with you.
It's the highlight of my week.
Oh, stop it. That's very nice. It's highlight of my week too. What are we doing today?
Are we talking about our dream festivals?
I think we might be. So we thought for this episode, we would craft our dream festival. So we're going to come up with a range of different elements that we think would make the ultimate festival. We're quite seasoned festival goers, would you say?
Yeah, and I feel like, yes, I know you might be thinking, oh, there are already so many festivals, like, do we really need two more? But yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
We do.
I love
we
a festival. Do. Yeah.
What is your favourite festival?
Oh my God, Glastonbury. Has to
yeah,
be.
Like, I know.
Cringe.
Oh,
but
you went to Glastonbury.
Oh, being to Glastonbury, I'm so fucking seasoned.
You wouldn't understand until you've been.
There's nowhere else in the planet that's like Glastonbury.
I love. Have you seen the thing that's like British people saying Glastonbury and it's like Glaston and then a bit of Brie. And American people saying it's like Glastonbury and like a little raspberry.
Glastonbury.
They all berry. Do it. All yeah. The American artists call it. Hey, Glastonbury, how are we doing? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I do think it is like incredible.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else like it.
Agreed. What's been your worst festival experience?
Should I name and shame? There was one I went to in Wolverhampton and it was fucking shit.
Say no more. So today, yeah, we've come up with our dream festival. We've come up with one each.
Mm.
First of all, can you reveal the name of your festival?
Okay, I literally just came up with this name. Okay. I had loads of thoughts. I was like, should I call it like Utopia Festival?
Oh, yeah.
Then I thought, what about Jagfest? But then I don't really like being called Jag, so that would just be go down a wormhole. Then I thought, the Szechuan.
Ooh.
As in like Szechuan chicken and then like the Szechuan.
What is Szechuan
like
chicken?
Like Szechuan. It's like, oh, it's like a Chinese, isn't it? A Chinese meal, Chinese dish, Szechuan. Is it?
Sesame chicken.
No. Szechuan pepper. Szechuan chicken.
Oh.
Szechuan. Like
yeah, yeah,
S-Z.
Yeah, yeah. Stir fried chicken dish.
Yeah.
Szechuan.
The Szechuan.
Nice. It reminds me of Red One.
Red One.
Yeah. Wait. The producer. Red One. What? Let's go to the beach. Eat.
Yeah.
Let's go the other way. Yeah.
You know, I always thought it was red wine.
Yeah.
Red wine, but it's red one. Gaga.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Szechuan.
I now feel like I've been a bit egotistical with mine. I panicked because we only
Are
just.
Are you going to say Baxfest?
Not Baxfest.
Sesh.
Baxmas.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Baxmas.
KJ Baxter.
Yeah, I've just thought, keep it simple, and Baxmas. We'll go for Baxmas.
Yeah, good. It was good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Okay, thank you.
I do think the Szechuan
Baxmas Berry, actually. I'm going to add that quickly. Baxmas Berry. Oh, actually, that fits my theme as well. Ooh, more on that later.
Interesting.
Stay tuned. Okay, who are your three headliners? Who's your Friday night?
Okay, so I've had a bit of fun with this. You know me, I'm a noughties pop girl. Friday night, we're gonna go big.
Big.
And we're gonna go like big visuals. We're gonna go electronic. We're gonna go Grimes.
Oh, I should have known.
I just think like she'd do a great job.
Yep.
Visually, it'd be insane.
DJ set or live?
She doesn't do live sets anymore. Ooh. So it's gonna be a DJ set.
But it's your dream festival, so.
Yeah, true. I think
but DJ. You still want to respect the artist's wishes.
DJ set with some vocals, but I don't really. She just describes, you know what I mean? She could just turn up and that would be enough.
Nice.
Saturday, we're going to have Little Sims.
We've got tickets to go see Little Sims, haven't we?
Yeah, November.
At Ali Pali. I actually saw Little Sims at Parklife Festival this year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's done a lot of festivals this summer, hasn't she? Yeah, one of the best, one of my favourite artists of all time, and one of like the best people I've ever seen perform. I haven't seen her do a headline set at a festival, so hopefully Szechuan 2024.
And your Sunday?
Oh, it was hard, and I'm still like, oh. Okay, I think I'm going to go for Lady Gaga. Because...
Hold on, Lady Gaga might already be booked up for Baxmas Berry.
Oh, is she?
She might be.
What have you got?
Well, I've got Lady Gaga.
Which day, though?
She's already signed the contract.
What day is she on?
Saturday.
Well, she could do that like, Saturday.
Yeah, she can do Saturday and then,
okay,
and then go to Szechuan Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll have to clear it with her team. Mm. Okay, I've been a bit boring with mine. I've gone for all people I've seen before.
Yeah.
I thought, get there on a Friday, you're always overexcited on the first day, aren't you?
Every single
time. So you want something that you can go, you want to go big.
Mm.
Little bit of a cliche, but I saw them in Brixton do their live set and it was amazing. They've got loads of bangers. I've gone for Bicep. Is that cringe?
No, it's not cringe.
No?
It's not cringe. They are a good headline act.
They have so many good tunes as well.
And they're doing a live show or a DJ set.
They're doing a live show.
Mm.
Make them work.
Mm. Mm.
Their live show is amazing as well.
Yeah.
That's what I saw them do in Brixton.
Did I see?
Right after the pandemic, I think it was.
Field Day? I don't know why I said it like that. Field.
Yeah, they did do Field Day. Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I think I saw that. Did I? Sure.
And then Lady Gaga, who I saw at Spurs.
Was that last summer?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And I've gone for another really obvious choice. I thought Sunday Beyonce.
Mm.
Renaissance Tour was
so
amazing.
I nearly... put Beyonce in.
I had a few people who nearly made the cut, who were Little Sims, SZA, Mariah Carey, and Omar Apollo, who I've been listening to a lot recently.
Wow. I mean, I think yours is good.
Thank you.
Gaga's going to be busy
that
weekend.
Well, I hope it doesn't affect my ticket sales if she's also playing at another big UK festival, but hey. Okay, we've also gone each for a throwback act. This is someone... from our childhood. If you listen to a lot of Jaguar's sets, you're probably going to know who she's picked.
How do you know who I've picked?
I think I know who you picked.
Okay,
does it rhyme with Veronica's?
Yeah.
Okay.
I picked the Veronica's because I just feel like seeing Untouched in a live setting would probably be the spiritual awakening that a lot of people didn't know they needed.
Yeah?
Mm.
What day is she going to be on? Are they going to be? Sorry.
Am I going to be doing three throwbacks?
No.
They're playing every day.
Okay, nice. Obviously. 24 hours.
Yeah, they've just got their own
It's
stage.
Like Houghton, where it's 24-hour music, but it's just the Veronica's.
Just Veronica's on the stage.
I can't wait for her performance.
What about you? Who's your throwback?
I was going to go for Cascada, but I've already seen her live genuinely five times. Which is an impressive track record.
Was that when she did her like uni tours?
Yeah, I've seen her at uni. I saw her at Mighty Hoopla. I've seen her in Heaven. She's really good live.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Me and my friend Ed, like years ago when we were like 18, DM'd her on Instagram to try and meet her after one of her sets.
And did she reply?
No.
Keep trying.
Obviously not.
We should get her on the podcast.
Yeah, actually, genuinely, she would be a sick guest.
She would.
But because I've already seen her quite a few times, I thought I would pick Avril Lavigne.
I thought you were going to say Avril Lavigne.
Really?
Avril, but she'd have to exclusively sing her noughties tunes, like Let Go album and the other ones.
You say that. Oh. I was at a 30th at the weekend and I had to do a sneaky Shazam. Are you familiar with a sneaky Shazam?
Oh, babe, I live for it. Live for it. Brightness turned right down.
Yeah, brightness turned down.
Right down.
Like you're having a conversation with someone, just like holding your phone like right down here,
looking down,
like, turning it the other way. Yeah. And then you see it buzz and you see it come up with the wrong song. You're like, it's definitely not that. Mm-hmm. Do it again. Anyway, I Shazammed a song at this 30th on the weekend and it was an Avril Lavigne track and it was from her latest album. And I was like, thank God that was a sneaky Shazam. Because that was
embarrassing. I'd love to hear that. Oh, wow.
It's called Bite Me, if anyone wants to listen.
Cool.
The new album kind of slaps.
Oh, actually, I've listened to this new album because it's kind of like a rock pop.
Kiss Me Like the World Is Ending is good. Actually, Leo's a fan. What else is on there?
I have heard this album. You're right. It is good. It is a good one.
Love Sucks is the name of the album. So actually, she will not be singing exclusively her naughty stuff. She'll have to do some of the new stuff as well, which I'll be Shazamming in the corner.
Happy for you.
Okay, and then your upcoming act, who are you selecting?
So I don't really know if in like the grand scheme of things, in terms of like breaking through the mainstream, they are upcoming.
Okay.
But I went for Eliza Rose, because like, in terms of like breaking through,
I would say.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. If you're going to compare Eliza to like Beyonce, she's upcoming. Yeah. And the reason I picked that, because I want to just get her on the bill. Do you know what I mean? And like her performances now, when she's doing the vocals, she's got the dancers, she's got the massive hats, the lights, the visuals. Like I saw her do it at the Mobos last year, it was sick. And I've seen how it's developing. And I would love to really like have that at my festival and spotlight that.
That's a great choice. Mm. I've not seen her live before. I can get behind that.
Cool.
I have gone for your friend of mine, Sam Girling.
Oh, lovely Sam.
Yeah.
I love his new tune.
All of his music.
This year he's been on fire, actually.
Is really good. I actually saw him at Brighton Pride the other week. He came and met me on a boat.
That sounds like Sam.
That sounds like our Sam. Yeah, he's an amazing producer. I feel like he would be perfect for a festival.
Yeah.
Kind of like the sunset slot.
Mm.
Yeah, I went for Sam.
Love Sam.
Okay, next. We have each picked an artist who we can revive back from the dead.
Yeah.
One time, one night only, to come and perform at our festival.
It's quite hard because there's a lot of like dead...
Yeah.
People, you know.
There are. There's more dead people than alive people. Makes you think. Really makes you think.
It does make you think. You know, could have gone for Elvis. Could have gone for, I don't know.
Literally anyone who's there.
Okay, I've actually gone for, I could have gone for Prince. I did put Prince down because, I mean, who wouldn't want to see Prince live? But actually, I'm going to go for Frankie Knuckles, one of the founders of house music. I think he died, like, was it 2013 or something?
Oh, wow.
Fairly recently. I can't remember what he had wrong. He wasn't even that old, but
yeah.
I mean, I think he's got a boiler room. I think it was like just before he died.
Yeah.
Proper like soulful, like amazing house music. Like how amazing would it be to see him, to have seen him live? You know, literally one of the people who created house music in Chicago. So I went for him.
Yeah, what an insane contribution to have made. Like, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
It would be an amazing person to have a conversation with as well.
Oh my God, yeah. I just hear about those old times.
Yeah.
The warehouse and...
I feel like the world was just a totally different place then.
But even a lot of those guys, like the ones who are alive, like the founders and...
Yeah.
They must just look at
what's happening now.
What this has turned into.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
He died in 2014.
Ah, well, that's an amazing choice.
Thanks.
I had three on my shortlist. Amy Winehouse.
Nice.
Whitney Houston. Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. Are they all forming a band and doing...
Oh, my God.
They're all coming back.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Oof.
I have picked Whitney Houston because I think for a festival, she would just be unbelievable. Oh. I feel like the energy would be...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh.
She would, yeah, that would be a dream for me.
A really good choice.
And then, yeah, also I would have loved to have seen Amy Winehouse and... Can you imagine seeing Aretha Franklin? I actually can't imagine that.
No, I can't. I cannot.
Okay, next, stage design. I actually love a good stage design at a festival.
I found this really difficult to think of something.
Yeah.
Because I think maybe it's just the way my brain works. I'm not really like that, like, visual in terms of, like, creating a stage in my mind. But there are some amazing stages. I mean, something Glastonbury does well, something Boomtown does well.
Yeah.
And it's a nice touch, isn't it?
I feel like that's something that's become a lot more like integral to festivals, like having those iconic stages. Actually, I wonder if that is driven by like social media culture, maybe.
Yeah, maybe to make it look as aesthetically interesting.
Because I don't know what it's like now, but I don't remember like when we went to Reading and places like that back in the day, I don't remember them ever having like fancy stages, but I don't know.
I mean, some don't. I mean, like, the main stage at a lot of festivals is quite boring.
Yeah,
I mean, no one wants to play the main stage. Boring. It's just like boring. A stage, you know? Whereas you want to play, like, Arcadia, surely, with the fire.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, I guess the pyramid stage, like, aside from how iconic it's become, it's not actually...
No, that interesting.
It's a lot smaller than I realised. Like, because I only went to Glastonbury for the first time this year and I've watched it on TV for years. And I was like... It's a lot smaller than it looks on TV.
Yeah, I think that's that big wide-angle lens they use when they like...
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, it is loads of people, but...
Oh, it's a huge space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't get me... Yeah, I don't think I've ever been in a crowd that big.
That's crazy.
Unless maybe at like a football match or something, but it's totally different, isn't it? I don't think I've ever been in a crowd that big. But the actual stage itself, I remember thinking, wow, it looks smaller than it does on TV.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well... My stage, I don't really know what I meant by this, but I'm going to just say it. I wrote down Rainbow Mountain.
Like Mario Kart.
So it's actually...
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of Rainbow Road.
Love Rainbow Road. Maybe that's a better one. Maybe I should go with Rainbow Road. Rainbow Mountain is like, I didn't actually ever go to Peru, but I was meant to go to Peru last year. And Rainbow Mountain is this mountain. And it's like, it looks like this. It's got like layers. It's like... Ooh.
Yeah, I've seen this like before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lots of different coloured layers. So I thought like kind of having a mountain set design out with lots of colours would look quite cool. I don't know. It literally came to me.
That would be sick. Like a you could call it the Sand Castle.
No.
Or Rainbow Mountain,
sand
actually.
Sand might appear again in this metaphor at Sichuan.
Okay, so I originally wrote space themed. I thought like a big rocket ship, and then you can shoot fire from it like a rocket. Then I thought, actually, where would I most like to see Beyonce, Lady Gaga, bicep? I thought the supermarket.
What?
Imagine like bumping into them in the supermarket.
What's the whole festival?
So I'm designing the stage.
Like a Tesco.
Like a big supermarket. You can get whatever snacks and drinks you want. No worries, it's on the house.
Wow.
Because it's Dream Festival, isn't it? God, everything's free.
So good.
It's everything's free at my festival.
Well, you've just won then. Everyone's gonna want to go to Baxter, what's it called?
Baxmasbury. The stage is a huge supermarket conveyor belt.
So it just
imagine choreography on that. Like
a treadmill.
You know when you see like revolving stages and stuff? It'd be like that, so all the choreography would be really cool.
But does the crowd, are you just constantly walking? Because you're going to get a bit tired. Especially if you're a bit
10
wonky.
10 minutes into the set, Lady Gaga, I was like, my legs really hurt. She like sits down at the piano and just slowly
falls off the edge.
Okay, yeah, well, no, we only use the conveyor belt. The dancers are on a conveyor belt.
Okay, nice. I just want to add to mine, because yours is so much cooler now. With Rainbow Mountain, like... Everything's rainbow and like everything is Skittle flavoured, so you can quite literally taste the rainbow.
So you can eat the sage.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to cause you a problem on day three, isn't it?
Doesn't matter. Hey, it's not, at least it's not going to rain because I've decided the
location.
The location, I've decided to have mine on the beach.
Okay.
I don't really know why. I don't know. Yeah.
I've not actually been to a festival on the beach. Mm. Like, Boardmasters is on the beach.
It's kind of like
by the beach.
On a big field on the cliff by a beach.
Okay, yeah.
Beach.
Have you been? Is Hideout?
Hideout is on a beach, yeah, like a stony beach. And yeah. There's lots of stages, like, next to the beach, but partying on the beach, but you're like on the. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Mm. Good choice. Mm. I've just put UK summer.
For the location,
yeah, location UK time of year summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I want it to be. I think UK.
But where?
I say this as someone who's never been to I've been to one festival in Berlin, but I've basically not been to many festivals abroad. But I feel like a UK festival crowd is
lovely,
really, really fun. Where? Whereabouts in the UK?
Mm.
I'll have to Google where the biggest Tesco superstore is and whatever that is there.
Okay, cool. Nice. Oh, time of year. I'm actually going to go with May, by the way. I'm going to be like an early.
Yeah.
Get out early doors, make it like everyone's first.
Like start of the summer.
Summer memory, yeah. Maybank holiday, maybe.
Ooh, Maybank holiday. What did you do this year, Maybank holiday?
Don't know. I think.
Were we in Ibiza? Who knows?
End of April. We were in Ibiza. I think I was at Radio 1's Big Weekend, Maybank holiday, end of May.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And is there going to be any like extra theme for your festival?
Yeah. So every day is simple. Just you have a colour. So
everyone has the same colour.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So Friday is green, Saturday is gold, and Sunday is purple.
And you can't wear any other colour?
No.
Is it? Are you,
you have to evacuate you
don't
the dance
get admitted.
Floor
if... You don't get admitted to the festival if you're wearing any other colour.
Yeah, correct.
Wow. What if, oh no, it's not going to rain one day because it's a dream festival.
Rain.
I was going to say, what if it rains one day and your purple outfit gets ruined and then...
No, there's no rain.
Okay, nice. I've gone for an X Factor 2008 theme.
Okay.
So actually, let me have a look.
So is that reflective of like the lineup or do you mean like in terms
no,
of...
No, not at all. It's just completely random that I've picked that. Nothing to do with anything, but...
So you don't have to dress up as Matt Cardle.
Oh, no, you do.
Yeah.
Or something X Factor 2008 theme.
Actually,
so.
Matt Cardle was not 2008. Forgive me. He was 2010. 2008, are we talking Leona?
I think 2008 might have been the best year.
Diana Vickers, surely.
So we're talking Alexandra Burke.
Okay.
Who is a legend. JLS.
Okay.
We had the Owen Quigg, Diana Vickers love story.
Yes, unforgettable.
We had other classics such as Scott Bruton, Austin Drage, Bad Lashes, Daniel Evans. You can't forget any
bad
of them.
Lashes.
Bad Lashes. I actually do remember Bad Lashes, to be fair.
Wait, let me just have a quick... Bad Lashes. Bad Lashes X Factor.
In my opinion, probably the best judges. Simon Cowell, Cheryl Cole... Minogue. Does that Danny? That's Danny Minogue, isn't
Danny
it?
Danny was a judge, yeah.
And Louis Walsh. Oh, Sharon was good, actually.
I liked Sharon.
I did like Sharon. Sharon kept Louis in check a little bit, didn't she?
She did. I'm also going to say I did enjoy Nicole Scherzinger on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it was the year that... I think the charity single was Hero. Mariah Carey. Do you remember?
Yeah, vaguely. I feel like this... That...
Diana Vickers was ill with laryngitis, so could not perform on Hero. Leona Lewis appeared the week after and performed her new single, Run.
Oh, Run.
Miley Cyrus performed her single, Seven Things. Britney Spears performed Womanizer.
Did she? Good.
Boyzone, Westlife and Beyonce were guests on the final show. Do you remember that moment when Alexandra Burke brings out Beyonce?
Okay, this is the thing, right? This just shows how things have changed. Like, how the hell in 2008 did they get Beyonce and Alexandra? And, right, 2010, I believe, right? Matt Cardle sang
with Rihanna.
Can you believe that happened then? But that just shows how big the X Factor was at the time.
It was huge. I remember
insane.
I remember getting invited to a bowling party on a Saturday night and genuinely being like in a bit of a bad mood because I didn't want to go to the bowling party. I wanted to watch X Factor because we were going to my grandma's the next day, so I couldn't watch the rerun. Because remember they used to rerun it on a Sunday.
Yeah. That's mad. Yeah. It just blows my mind. And like the fact that Beyonce's team are like, yeah, this will be a good thing for you to do, Beyonce. And also like Matt Carter, God bless him, whatever he's doing now. He was like this little painter and he's sung with, but Rihanna's Rihanna. And unfortunately, I don't think it had the impact they were hoping for him. That sounds really horrible. Am I going to hell?
You've got your own Matt Carter story.
Well, okay, story time. It was the year 2010. You might be thinking, why are you so knowledgeable about that year of X Factor? Well, friends, because I was there. I was there. My cousin,
I'm actually so jealous,
worked for Psycho at the time, and she was like, do you and your mom want to go down and watch the show? And I was like, okay, fine. Okay. I was obsessed. I was like, I will be there. I think it was 2010. So it was Matt Cardle, Bellamy, Cher Lloyd, One Direction, Wagner.
Oh my God.
Katie Waisel, Rebecca Ferguson, the list goes.
Rebecca Ferguson is actually unreal.
Yeah, I love incredible voice.
Yeah.
Incredible
she talent. What was her Nothing's Real But Love?
Nothing's Real.
Oh my God. I love that song.
Amazing.
She's brilliant.
Yeah. I met them all. I have a Facebook album with, individual snaps, me and Harry Styles, me and Zayn.
One of your many iconic Facebook albums.
Yeah, these ones don't have Veronica's captions in each one.
Picture with Harry Styles.
Yeah, fun fact. And I will one day post these properly online because they are quite funny. Fun fact is Niall Horan from One Direction. He kept winking at my mum and winking at her. And he was 15 at the time. And she was like, who's this child?
Oh, no.
Weird, right?
That is weird. But...
And I've got a picture of me and Wagner holding me in a tender embrace.
Yeah, I love that picture. I love that picture. Best picture ever. Mm. He actually did a cameo. One of my friends bought me a cameo by him. Should I actually play it?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. This might take me a sec to find.
Love to hear his voice. Vargy.
Vargy.
The Varginator.
Happy birthday to Katie Baxter from Louis Bagley. Happy birthday to Chicken Run's number one fan, Katie Baxter.
Wow.
I don't know how much, oh God, I don't know how much she paid for that, but.
That's a great way to make money. I hope like one day that could be like what I do as my retirement fund.
Yeah. Well, you probably need to start being a bit more outrageous. You need to start like, I don't know what he used to do, like dance weirdly on TV.
I just don't, like, The X Factor was weird.
It was weird. Yeah, but anyway, X Factor 2008 theme for Bax must bury in a supermarket.
Okay, love it.
Dream celebrities bump into at a festival. I actually think, oh, definitely at Glastonbury. I feel like I saw a lot of celebrities.
Did you? Who did you see?
Well, maybe not celebrities, but like DJs. I saw a lot of DJs, as in walking around. Oh my God,
on the stage.
I saw Elton John. I bumped into Elton John. No, I saw Eats Everything wandering about. I saw High walking around.
Lovely.
Actually, the other day I was at the National Theatre and I bumped into Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
No way.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you say hi? I feel like you guys would get on.
Yeah, I like to think so. But I don't know. She was walking this way and I was walking that way and she almost like walked into me and I looked at her and I just went and I went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And she was like, it's fine. And was like really nice and smiley and then like really quickly like walked away because she obviously was like, I don't want to speak to this weird girl who's just gasped in my face.
Disappeared into the ether.
Yeah. Yeah. She looked so cool as well.
I'd love to meet her.
Yeah, I know.
She's an Indiana Jones, isn't she?
Is she? I don't. I love Fleabag. Obviously, everyone.
How can you not?
No, she's not my dream celebrity. I've already bumped into her. What can I say?
She bumped into you.
She actually did basically bump into me.
I bet she's on a podcast talking about it.
Yeah. I bet she's been telling all of her friends since. I bet she voice noted her mum on her way home. Like, Mum, you're not going to believe what just happened to me. I've also gone a bit overboard with my dream celebrities to bump into. I've done a few, so do you want to do yours first or should I?
Okay, go on.
Okay. Talisa, one of the Saturdays, brackets, potentially Una or Vanessa. Kim Woodburn.
Who's that?
How clean is your house? You lily livered little chicken shit or whatever she says. One of the chasers from The Chase. Or the girl from the Cher Lloyd, which one of yours did a shit video? Or the mum, actually. No, one of the girls.
That's very specific.
Those are my ones, yeah.
Would they all be countless celebrities?
Yeah, come on.
Too bad, a lot of them are on brand for the theme.
Yeah, exactly. They could be in the supermarket.
Okay.
Talisa's just funny, isn't she?
No She's offense. Definitely at Bax Musbury.
She would be at Bax Musbury.
And the Sesh one, I reckon. I know. Incognito, this celebrity. Now, if you've seen their Netflix documentary, YouTube Originals series about their life, you'll know that they came up in the underground in New York and actually, like, say what you want to say about them. I respect this person for their business skills, for putting on a fake voice, for coining phrases such as, that's hot. And slipping. And just being an icon. Paris Hilton.
That's such a good choice.
She would be there, like, completely incognito in a wig or something.
Modern day Paris Hilton or, like, noughties Paris Hilton.
I mean, I'll have any, but, like, if I could choose, like, 2003 pink.
Oh, my God.
Pink little flip phone. Inventing the selfie.
With a little dog.
Absolutely. Like, little fluffy heels on with Nicole Richie probs and Kim, maybe. Whatever. Like, don't care, but she's there. She's there. She's also doing a secret DJ set at the after party.
Back to back with you and Meg Ward.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just like a normal night out, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a really good choice.
Thank you.
What are we drinking at Szechuan?
Drinking. So obviously, like, stay hydrated, like, make sure you drink your water.
Yeah.
There will be a free bar. I know you've got free food and, like, you know, you can free whatever, batteries, gum, whatever you buy
batteries.
From Tesco. Or, like, you're at Tesco, aren't you?
Yeah, but what batteries for?
You know, they always have batteries at the checkout.
Yeah, at the festival.
At a festival.
What?
Well, anyway. If you want to recharge,
if you wanted a battery,
if you want to recharge your batteries,
yeah,
you can. The drink of choice is VPR.
VPR. Mm. What's that?
Very pale rosé.
okay.
Okay.
A little secret champagne. okay, that's a good, that is a... Oh,
it's a good summer drink.
Yeah.
Ice cube, ice cold, pale as they can't, like pale as it's basically translucent. That's how pale this rosé is, yeah.
Is that a thing then, the paler, the rosé, the...
So within my inner circle, we are very particular about the rosé we drink.
Okay.
And it has to be a VPR. If it's like, if it's remotely too pink, like I can't... It just, it's not going down. And I know that sounds, who do I think I am saying that? But it's how I feel. And it's how a lot of people feel about rosé.
She drinks Echo Falls. I don't know who she thinks she's.
To be fair.
No, that's that. I need to get more educated about my rosé.
VPR.
VPR, there you go. It reminds me a little bit of VPL. That's how I'll remember it. I'll probably accidentally be a little bit drunk and try and order it and say, can I have a VPL, please? And they'll like, give me a wedgie or something. Okay, my drink of choice.
Yeah.
Basically, I feel like at a festival, when you're picking your drinks, you've basically just got to think, what tastes good lukewarm? Because it's always like a bit warm, isn't it? Which is why you don't really want beers at a fest, like unless you're buying like drinks at the festival.
Yeah, I understand that.
So I actually had a nice, classy combo at Glastonbury, which was rum and squash. Like a summer fruit, like squash with some rum. A bit of a rum punch.
Are you putting like water in it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That's such a festival drink.
Like, it is a proper festival drink.
You go for it. I respect
you. Yeah, I'm not in like a nice restaurant being like, could I have a rum and squash, please?
Hey, I mean, I never know with you.
Yeah, true. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
Or the other thing I thought was a seltzer. They're all right when they're warm.
Yeah, they,
like a White Claw.
I'm still not sure about them.
Yeah.
But I get they are good when you want to just crack on.
Yeah.
You know.
Good on a hangover as well.
Yes. Yeah.
But to be honest, like at Glastonbury, I did treat myself to a cold pint like most days. Just to like get you started. Like,
yeah.
Refresh yourself.
Take the edge off.
Exactly.
Mm.
At Sesh One, what's the accommodation saying? We're on a beach, so you've got to think.
Yeah. Well, I've decided everyone's going to stay in big sand castles.
Sick.
Yeah.
Hammocks as well.
Yeah. If it's like supportive enough for the hammocks, it might not be. That might collapse on you. So it's put a hammock up at your own peril. Do you know what I mean?
Do you have to build your own sandcastle when you arrive?
Yeah. But there's like buckets and spades and like sand cement. And like,
sand cement.
You know.
You know when you turn up at a festival and it's like, oh, I have to do my tent.
I've got to build the
Imagine sand turning castle. Up to a festival and being like, oh, I've got to build a castle.
Yeah, it was like Burning Man. You know, like you turn up and you have to like create like where you stay. And you, do you know?
I didn't actually know about that.
Yeah, it's like if you like, let's have a look.
Well, so you have to build like a little den sort of thing.
Yeah, so it's in the desert. I think, where even is it? Is it California, Western United States? And it's like really sandy and you can like build like everything and it becomes this like weird, it's a bit weird. But and everyone's like riding around on these bikes with these, it's like Mad Max vibe.
Wow.
Mm. So it's kind of like Burning Man.
Okay, yeah.
But you have to build a sand.
Really sustainable as well. You know, there's that problem of people like leaving tents and stuff behind. You can leave your sandcastle behind, no worries.
Exactly.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Thank you. What about you?
I think there might be a little bit of a health and safety hazard with mine, but I thought tree houses, that could be really fun.
Yeah, I love that.
You'd have to be careful because you could
die.
You could die.
Are these pre-built or again, do you need to like...
Nah, pre... I think they would have to be...
Yeah, it's a lot to like...
I wouldn't know where to start with building a tree house, to be honest.
Cut down a tree. Bring your own nails and hammer.
Yeah.
Because actually, I remember my mum... When I say my mum and I, but it was mainly my mum because I was like six, but we built a tree house in our garden. And like, it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know? Took days.
Days, yeah, no. They're already there.
Okay.
And we treat our customers very well at Baxmas Brewing. Free stuff from Tesco. Treehouse ready for you. Talisa's there.
Talisa's cracking up.
All you need to do is come in Expats 2008 theme.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. I do think Szechuan does also sound amazing. So maybe if you want to let us know which festival you'd rather go to, Baxmas Berry or the Szechuan, let us know.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I thought I would finish with a would you rather.
Oh, you've got one.
Would you rather have to perform 5 songs with a kazoo on the pyramid stage?
A kazoo is in like a...
Yeah.
What noise does it make? Like a...
First you put it in your mouth and then you go...
And it's as BBC Radio 1's Jaguar. So everyone's like, oh, BBC Radio 1 Jaguar's here to perform for you. Like everyone's like, wow, really excited. And then you have to walk on stage, can't say anything, and you just have to do 5 songs. So it's going to be awkwardly long.
5.
5 songs.
Full length.
Hopefully
not the extended mix.
You have to do the extended mix of Baddest of Them All and 4 other tracks of your choice. On the kazoo.
I mean, okay, at least I get to pick the tracks, which it's like at the end of the day, it's all about selection.
Okay, yeah. You know. What else would be, what would you play on the kazoo?
Bota.
The Veronicas.
Untouched. Sweet Caroline. Maybe a bit of Avril.
Oh, Sweet Caroline would sound good on the kazoo, actually.
Maybe like some Avril and maybe like, I don't know, maybe like, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
All of those artists who are already performing at the festival are going to be annoyed when their song gets performed before they get the chance.
Well, yeah, but Jesus Christ isn't going to be there.
Jesus Christ is going to be
Shine, at, Jesus, Shine.
That's Szechuan.
I don't know.
Oh, no, we're not at Szechuan anymore. We're on the pyramid stage at Glastonbury. So anyway, you have to perform 5 songs with a kazoo.
Yeah.
With your name, everything.
Yeah.
Or you have to have sex in a long drop.
There's no way in hell. There's no way in hell. I think having sex at a festival literally makes one be sick, even considering, even just being in a long drop.
Unless it was like the first night. But even then, you can't shower after.
The whole thing just makes me want to be sick. Like, just being at a festival is a dirty place. Yeah. Like, no. Hey, if you want to do that, fine. But there's no way. A long drop at the best of times
is disgusting.
Is like hell on earth. So I'm going to say no to that.
Dust off the kazoo.
The kazoo it is. And, you know, it could be one of those sets that people are like, what the fuck was that? And people are like, oh, no, but it's just like postmodern industrial tech kazoo, you know,
and you're gonna make the kazoo cool again.
Yeah,
bring it back.
Yeah, and I'm happy to be that person who has to carry that.
Someone needs to. The kazoo's crying out for it.
Yeah,
the public are crying out for it. Actually,
kazoo. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Sweet Caroline.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.